very easy to go. This thing here, we can learn about chords and how the scales sound with the chord. For example, the minor natural scale. How is that?
Let me ask you a question. What's the difference between an A minor and A minor seventh?
It's only that the minor seventh has the flat seventh on it. But really it's the same chord.
Well, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
In flamenco, when we say A minor seventh, when we say A minor, means A minor seventh.
Well, that's the conclusion I get. A lot of the music I get show A minor seventh.
A minor seventh, yes. When you say A minor, because this seventh thing, it may be confusing a bit. It means that sometimes people say A7. A7 is a major chord.
That's that, right. Say that again.
It's the same chord, but instead of A here, we put G sharp. So it becomes this. Romantic chord.
Okay. And that's...
That's also A minor, pero, but that is A minor major seventh.
A minor major seventh.
That's a complex one. That's
a new one on me.
It's a chord for the minor melodic scale. Look, this thing here. Practice the scales over Aeolian chords. Aeolian means this. Minor natural scale. La, si, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, A. That's right. Or the white keys of the keyboard.
Okay.
From A to A. We get La, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la.
Okay, and that's A minor, right?
A minor.
That's but it's Aeolian?
Aeolian, because you know that there are seven Greek names for the scales.
Right.
From C to C is called Ionian. Then Dorian is the second one. It's from D to D. From E to E is called Phrygian. From F to F is called Lydian. From G to G is Mixolydian. And Aeolian is from A to A.
Okay, I thought that were the, I thought those were modes.
Those are modes. That's correct. Mode means scale also. Somehow mode is scale. It's just the term for harmony that a long time ago, instead of saying scale, they said this is mode. But I mean in the Greek times, like thousands of years ago. So therefore this modal system thing, what is a modal system means that we use this seven scales basically.
Okay.
This one here, Aeolian, is the minor natural scale. So how we use that? Well, here we will tell the theory underlying so that you understand what we're doing. It's a very easy thing and very useful because you will understand how music works. This is the thing, this is the small theory on it.
You're confusing me. Okay. Aeolian normally is A, what we think of as A minor.
No, that's an A minor. If we translate that to E minor, so then we have a tonic, a second, a sharp, a third. That's right. Those notes happen to be the same like in the G major scale. In the G major scale, we have E, A, B, C, D,
okay. That's what we call a relative minor or relative major. Fingering one from the seventh.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Turn down the first string a little bit. We are a bit sharp. Turn down the first.
So hold it. Two is F minor.
That's right. Play finger in two, sixth fret.
Okay, and we're at the sixth fret now. And what fingering?
It says there's fingering two because we are doing
fingering
one, two.
Two.
Three, four, five, six.
Fingering two would be. Third one.
Remember, on fingering three, we don't play pass through note.
Okay, so this is going to be F sharp, and this is in the and third being the G. So we look for F sharp. Is that it? Well, I assume we're in third fingering?
That's right, but then which fret?
Well, that's what I'm trying to find.
It says there also. That's why I told you that.
Oh, B6 means the sixth?
No. It says here, on example three,
okay.
On F sharp minor Aeolian, play fingering three from the second fret.
Oh, from the second fret.
Yes. Which part are you reading? You should read the same part I am reading here. This one is example four. If you go up with the strong, you see the example.
Okay, let's see. We're example three, aren't we?
That's right. Below it says second fret.
So it says second fret. Where does it say second fret?
Yes.
Wow, you got lots of examples here. Okay. It says example three, and then it has the time, and it says F sharp major minor, B6.
Oh no! That's another thing. F sharp minor. Oh, you are reading something different then. That's strange. Go on with the scroll. The first message I sent you today.
Oh, okay. Okay, it says with video 2, right?
Yes, and now below that it says on example 3.
Example 3. Oh, that's where it says it. Okay.
In the chat room, not in the video.
Ah, okay. So a second fret, fingering 3, which happens to be F sharp minor. Okay, let's go back here now. Me to read both the chat room and okay, so example 4, G minor, first fret playing 4 from first. Okay, first 4 is this A pattern.
Yes.
Okay. So back
it says
to
that A major. It's A major. It says there in the chat room. It says the whole thing says on example 4.
Yeah. Okay. Let me try to do this. Maybe if I close down this, I have trouble seeing.
So just put the both. Screen not so big, but mid size.
Yeah.
Middle size, so that you can see both me and the chat room. As if it is
a okay.
That's how I do it.
Okay, so example 4, G minor, Aeolian, at fingering 4, which...
the first fret, which is B flat major, it says.
So, okay. Thank you. Okay, so what do we got next? Next we have 5 is going to be G sharp major, 5th fret, fingering 5 at the 7th fret. Okay. 7th fret is here, and fingering 5 is, that's going to be the E. Okay, so we're on 5. Okay, so we're on 6, A minor. We're playing at the 2nd fret, fingering 6. Fingering 6 is the F, okay. But we're playing. This is 6. Okay, we're gonna keep going, I guess. Okay, so 7. Okay, 7 is going to be first fret. We play fingering 1 from first D flat major. Fingering 2 at, oh, at fingering 2 at open. Okay. Okay, B minor, let's see, C minor, we're playing 3 at the 8th. Okay, 8th is here, 3. Fingering 3 at 8th. Oh, that's what I just played. Fingering at 7th fret, fingering 4 at 7. First fret. Okay, so that was
12 keys. We have from E, A, F sharp.
Okay, so we got only one more, which is first flat. We're playing 6 from first. Okay. Thank you.
there are seven only, so if we do two at a time, then we can get these in three lessons all the modes, and that's very good because we will be able to learn which scale to play where. Now, for example, we have here the Lydian mode. This Lydian mode, let's close the other video, and then we have to go to another different video. Ione becomes Lydian from play from the fifth of the chord. So therefore, here is with example 13 of video 1. There are two videos of field training. So listen, let's do a couple of examples, and the next we can do as a homework. Click this one, example 1. And you remember to the scales also. You know the scales.
Okay, let's hold on here. See what I'm doing. So on this one, so.
For E Lydian, again it says on example 13.
Okay, we play.
Lydian is a major chord. Major chord with four augmented, it says there.
Okay, well, let's see, we're but on example one of.
No, it says here example 13.
Oh, 13. Okay, let's see what I'm doing. On 13, the 11th fret, I'm playing fingering 1 and 11th. Oh, jeez. We're going to be playing 2 at 10. 10. Fingering. Now, in 2 weeks, our time should synchronize again, right?
Yes, my God, it was a disaster this time with these.
Well, I am very resentful of our Congress who thought it was a great idea to switch us around. That was years ago. It was supposed to be a temporary measure, but they never backed out of it.
It creates a disaster because I have people in Australia here. They're like all over, and then it messed me up all the time.
Well, it messed me up, and... Well, on my computer, too, for a long time, my computer would not sync up with the proper daylight saving time because it was an old computer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and so I was always struggling with that.
Here I sent you the Mixolydian as well, and I see you in 2 weeks.
Okay, well, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bye. Have a happy Easter.
Yeah.